Welcome to the Wednesday proceedings. Get ready to hear plenty from Coach Scott, along with Brad Cecil and TJ Robinson. We'll also mix in a little women's tennis. Again, the tennis teams are going to get onto the courts officially in October, even though it's not team season yet. It's the season for individual tournaments, but you're there with your teammates, so they have already started practice for that. I wanted you to hear from last year's real star on the team, Grace Schumacher, who came through as a freshman and is expecting to do big things again in her second season. Aussie is what they call her, so always good to have an Australian accent on the show as well. That's coming up in our next block. We'll also, of course, on Wednesday at the end of the hour, have some conference stuff for you around the American. A lot of stuff happening now in the league, of course, with football, but also soccer and volleyball, which begins conference play this weekend. We'll sort of give you the outlook for all those sports. And remember, basketball is just a couple months away. So let's start off with the press conference and the beginning comments from Jeff Scott. If you miss them live every Tuesday at around 11:30, we have the press conference live on USF Bulls Unlimited. We give you some of the highlights here on Bulls Beat and just his opening thoughts and what the message was to the team after the first win of the season.
Great to come in here on a Tuesday after a win. It's a different feeling. Hopefully we can do that some more. You know, a big message to our guys on Monday whenever they came back was, hey, great job getting the victory. Proud of the effort and just the way that we came out and played in the first half. That was a big emphasis going into that game, is not to let FAMU hang around. You see that all over the country. You let some of the FCS teams come in, hang around in the first half, and then second half is a very close game. So I think that's probably the best thing that we did, is how we came out there in the first half and did a good job. But you know, the other message to the guys, win or lose, there's a lot of stuff to learn. We're still early in our season. We're nowhere close to reaching our full potential as a team. That's good and bad. It's bad that we haven't improved to where we want to be, but it's also good that wasn't our best performance. That would be a different feeling if that was the case.
Apparently it was a different feeling at practice as they had the crowd noise cranking. It should be extraordinarily loud in Provo. Definitely some issues to deal with, including a team that looked a little bit different on tape than Coach Scott had planned before watching it late on Saturday.
I obviously haven't studied them, you know, before this year because I haven't played them. But, you know, what I was really surprised to see is how fast they are. You know, in my mind, I thought they were just big, strong guys, and but they're very fast. Offense and defense, they've really improved their team speed. A lot of athleticism. Really, really impressed by them, what I've seen. They're playing with a high level of confidence. It's very obvious that they know their scheme inside and out, offense and defense. Probably the most difficult scheme to prepare for, both offensively and defensively. They do so many different things, do it very, very well. The other thing, this will be probably the loudest environment that we played in all year. I think for us, when you're watching the football copy of video, they show the end zone copy, the camera shaking the entire time. And you just saw, I think Arizona State might have had four or five false starts, and they were trying to clap, and it was so loud they couldn't hear the clap. Then they tried to start going on, you know, the hand, and, you know, it definitely is something for us to really focus in on, and especially with a young quarterback going out and playing in that environment. That'll be a big test for him. We cranked up the crowd noise today. So if I'm speaking a little louder than normal, I apologize. But it was right in the back of me all day long. But it was good for our guys to go ahead and get used to that. And it'll be a great next challenge for this team.
Dealing with crowd noise is something that we haven't seen Timmy McLean do. So I'm guessing that's why he's not quite ready to announce him as officially the starter, because you got to see he's going to deal with a little bit of adversity, and it should be plenty to deal with this coming up weekend. So when asked, is Timmy McLean going to start?
That's the plan as of Tuesday. We still have a couple more days of practice. You know, I'm not ready to say that Timmy's the starter moving forward for the season. I think we're close enough to kind of what we've said at the beginning of the year using these four games. I think this will be another new challenge for him. Last week, obviously, just starting in his first game, and then this time starting on the road in a probably the most hostile environment we'll be in all year, I would imagine. We'll kind of hold to that and, you know, be able to evaluate him and any other quarterbacks that may get an opportunity to play and hopefully be able to move forward with a firm decision.
Also, he had a pretty humorous and short response to the question, could you foresee a scenario like the Gators where you end up going with two quarterbacks?
If my second guy is 6'4", 225, and runs a 4.3, then I see that scenario. If he's not, I don't see that scenario. That fair answer?
Definitely fair. A couple other good one-liners here. One on the whole high-altitude situation. And believe me, I've been out there. It is no joke.
Yeah, I asked one of our players yesterday. I said, you know anything about high altitude? And he said, that means it's windy, right? So I said, well, it's a little bit more science to it than that.
And here's what he had to say about what time they're going to get back on Sunday and having a short week for another road trip to Dallas.
9:30 a.m. And my daughter's birthday is at 1:30 at Chuck E. Cheese. So I get about 3 hours, and then I got to be there. She's been counting down for the last month and a half.
Right there with you, Coach, calling a volleyball match at 1 o'clock on Sunday. More on, well, both situations. It's why the Bulls are heading out earlier on the road than normal.
I'm not sure many of our guys know exactly where we're going yet. I'm sure they get on Google and look at it. And, you know, the travel time's obviously longer, 4 hours and 15 minutes. We are going out a day earlier. We're going to leave Thursday afternoon, like we talked about, just to kind of get out there and get everybody settled. And really, not just for the long travel day, but also kind of the time change. I think the earlier you get on their time zone for all your meals and sleep patterns and that kind of stuff will help us a little bit rather than kind of running in there the day before. There's no doubt. It's also a challenge for our guys to understand that this is a business trip. It's not a vacation. Yes, it's something you'll remember for a long time, but we need to be able to keep our focus. And, this will be that kind of next challenge for our guys. We don't always go by the visiting stadiums, but we did at Notre Dame because that was kind of a very unique deal. And we do plan, if they allow us, we plan to go by there Friday afternoon to kind of walk around a little bit.
Really brought in this interesting conversation when he was talking about, you know, hey, different experience. How are you going to handle it? And I think he was looking for the phrase Cirque du Soleil here. But it, as I said on Twitter on Tuesday during the press conference, kind of is a good metaphor for what he's looking for his team to end up being like.
The last school that I was at, that was, I think, where we took the biggest next step. I felt like early on, whenever I was there, it was all about who we were playing. Everybody's waiting. Is it going to be a night game at home? Oh, yeah. Now we're excited. Oh, no, it's a day game at somebody that's not very good or noon game on the road somewhere. It's not going to be, you know. And that was kind of what the focus was, and we played that way. And Coach Sweeney did a great job of really just instilling through several years that none of that stuff should matter. And it really should not matter. We should be so consumed by what we're doing. You know, one analogy that I use with our players sometimes is, you know, my wife and I went out to Vegas 1 year, and, you know, those acrobatic shows that they have. I mean, I just sat there for 2 hours, and it looks like there's 75 people up there doing things. You got music going, you got the water coming up here, and fireworks going off, and they are literally like just focused on their task for 2 straight hours. And I think sometimes if you channel it the right way with all the noise and all the distractions, and you get more focused on what you're doing, you can kind of get, when you hear people talk about kind of getting in the zone. Sometimes it's easier to get in the zone when you do have a lot of that stuff and it forces you to focus. And so that's really, we're trying to take up what could be seen as a negative and turn it into a positive. And that's really what we're talking a lot about to Timmy and to these quarterbacks, is they got to be able to put all that out and be able to go execute the calls and be sure the linemen and everybody are able to hear them and get the things we need to do to get the ball snapped.
I like it. What I don't like is the man that Timmy McLean found on that big 3rd-and-11 play leading to the first touchdown, Latrell Williams, being out for the season.
Unfortunately, we found out Latrell Williams tore his ACL on the nice play that he had, and his kind of foot got caught in the ground at a difficult time. Really feel for him. I mean, I think this is his maybe 6th year of college football, and he had a difficult ankle injury at Tennessee, and really was playing really well and practicing well. I think he was prepared to go out and have a great season. And so really sorry for him. And but he's going to have surgery here in another week. And I know he'll work hard to get back. That'll give some of these other guys an opportunity. Marion Dollison is a guy that has got some good experience from last year and done some good things so far this year. And so the plan is for him to to start in place of Latrell Williams, and then Yusuf Terry would be the second guy now. Yusuf's kind of been playing behind both outside guys as a third guy up to this point, so he'll move into to that role. And Bryce Miller, we don't know yet what his status will be for this week.
Sounds like Bryce Miller is doubtful, but definitely not a season-ending sort of situation with him. As Coach Scott explained, it's an ankle with the slot receiver, so look for Jimmy Horn and Sean Atkins. You just heard what he said is going to happen on the outside. We wish Latrell well, and it sounds like he could be possibly coming back for a seventh year of college football if he so chooses. And now an update on the injuries to the defensive backs.
Christian's several more weeks away, probably four or five more weeks away. Makai, we don't quite know yet. He is moving around. He did actually go through warm-ups. It was the first time, which was good. Really, we knew he wasn't going to play, but just kind of get some blood flowing and move it around. I think with the injury that he has, the more he kind of moves it around, it loosens up for him. It's still too early to tell where we are. We'll know more by Thursday whether he's going to be able to go or not. There is a chance, but it's probably 50-50 at this point.
He had more to say about BYU. We will hold that until Friday's show. We'll also hear from BYU's coach on the Friday program as more of a preview for the weekend. And of course, the real preview is starting at 8:15 on Saturday, namely our pregame show with USF Bulls Unlimited, the only place you can hear the first hour and the last half hour of the postgame. And I'm telling you, we're going to have a roll call this particular postgame. Keep that in mind. If you're up, you will tweet at us and let us know that you're listening, because if you are, that means you're going to be up at 2 a.m. But we'll be there for you on Saturday night early Sunday morning. Coming up next, Brad Cecil, TJ Robinson also spoke at the press conference, and my recent conversation with Grace Schumacher of women's tennis. Stay tuned. This is Bulls Beat.